You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Nervous about what could happen, including perhaps Israel. The Kremlin says Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is visiting Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss the Middle East peace process and the fight against the global terrorist threat. But in a rare move, Netanyahu is bringing several top Israeli military and security officials with him to Moscow. Congressional Republicans hope Pope Francis leaves his liberal-leaning views at the Vatican. The Pope is scheduled to arrive in the U.S. this week and address a joint session of Congress on Thursday. A large number of House and Senate Republicans want the Catholic Church leader to keep his opinions to himself when it comes to climate change, immigration, guns, and capitalism. A Dallas Cowboys fan is scoring big thanks to her Cowboys-themed chocolate-covered strawberries. Tamara Burns started decorating strawberries on the side after she lost her job. The berries proved popular, but the business really boomed when she decorated them in Dallas Cowboys colors and posted the results on a Facebook foodie group. Now she's getting orders as far away as Hawaii. It's been 6 months since astronaut Scott Kelly set up camp in the International Space Station. He's halfway through his one-year stint, which will be the longest time any U.S. astronaut has been in space. To mark the midpoint of his mission, Kelly did a Q&A on Twitter over the weekend, inviting social media users to ask him whatever they wanted to learn about his time on the International Space Station. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
President Joe Biden decides to stay out of the race, her numbers would rise even higher. A new CNN ORC poll shows Clinton is backed by 42% of Democratic primary voters nationally, compared to 24% for Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, 22% for Biden, and 1% for former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley. Meanwhile, in the Republican race, Carly Fiorina shoots into second place on the heels of another strong debate performance, and Donald Trump has lost some support. In the same CNN poll conducted 3 days after 23 million people tuned into the debate, Trump is still the party's front runner with 24%, down 8% from earlier in the month. Fiorina ranks second with 15% support, up from 3% in early September. She's just ahead of Ben Carson's 14%, though Carson's support has also declined from 19% in the previous poll. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
There is growing demands for the Obama administration to nominate an inspector general to fill the vacancy that has been left open for more than 600 days at the Department of Veterans Affairs. John Clemens reports.
The VA's last permanent inspector general stepped down at the end of 2013, while an acting inspector general retired in July. This comes as the VA lacks the proper oversight following the recent report that 307,000 veterans died while waiting to enroll in VA health care. Now, people like Congressman Kevin Brady of Texas says the time has come for the Obama White House to act.
not having a Senate-approved inspector general at a time when the VA is still dealing with repeated data manipulation scandals and more is unacceptable. Congress can't change the VA alone. We need a permanent watchdog to conduct thorough oversight and fix these scandals.
I'm John Clemens.
All eyes on Russia, with the country apparently beefing up its military presence in Syria. Some countries are getting nervous about what could happen, including perhaps Israel. The Kremlin says Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is visiting Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss the Middle East peace process and the fight against the global terrorist threat. But in a rare move, Netanyahu is bringing several top Israeli military and security officials with him to Moscow. Three people are on the run in France after being sighted climbing Paris's landmark Eiffel Tower early Sunday. Security agents called police after seeing the group, but the climbers escaped before officers arrived. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.